The typical Czech dollar millionaire is a man in his late 40s who runs his own company, is concerned about corruption, and doesn't show off his wealth. He does not take big risks with his money, which he mostly spends on himself and his family. These are some of the results of the J&T Bank's Wealth Report for 2012, a new survey of multimillionaires in the Czech Republic and Slovakia. In this edition of Marketplace, Jan Richter talks to one of the authors of the study, Jaroslav Cír, from the research firm Perfect Crowd.
What we have found out is there are fewer differences between the Czech and Slovak republics than we expected. It's quite a homogeneous group. At the moment, we don't have exact comparison with Western Europe. What we know from other studies is that there might be more women, actually, in Western Europe in this affluent group. And age-wise, it tends to be similar. Yeah, similar or maybe even older when we look at wealth distribution in Western Europe.
These people started their careers, obviously, before the fall of communism. Do you see this reflected in any way in the data that you collected and in the analysis that you did with it?
Not necessarily, not exactly. But what, actually thinking about the question, I think they were successful, maybe majority of them, in shaking off, actually, the communist heritage quite pronouncedly, you know. We can see it especially when, you know, they answered questions like, what are the biggest problems in the society nowadays, in the Czech and Slovak society? And unlike the general population, they did not talk about the taxes and the day-to-day problem, but they talk about, you know, lack of political leadership and vision. So what I think the report shows is that they are quite focused on their businesses, and they translate the business thinking into the wider perspective on things in the state and society, which I think most of us didn't adopt yet. We still think the state will take care of us, and I guess that shows that the heritage of communism is still with more of the general population.
When it comes to their businesses and the sources of their wealth, you found out that about 60% of them own their own companies. Do you also know what kind of companies typically? Are these production companies, or and are they the founders and the people who started it?
No, we don't really know all these details. One thing that we really need to take care of in this study, as with any study, is to really keep the privacy of the people. So we didn't ask this question, but it's a good inspiration maybe for the next year study that we will conduct.
One question you did ask, of course, is how these people protect their property and protect their investments. And you found out that Czechs tend to invest in riskier opportunities than Slovaks. Is that correct?
Yeah, there's just a slight difference, I think, yeah. The tendency is more, as you said, towards safer investments, such as real estate, such as investment into own company, and into what we found out and was really interesting, into themselves and in their families, in basically this close circle of families and friends that they have established. But I think we cannot really talk about significant difference between Czechs and Slovaks in this respect.
When it comes to their lifestyle, you also found an interesting thing. The study says that they don't care that much about brands, with one exception, which is cars. Is that common, or was that surprising for you?
It wasn't that surprising, because they are normal human beings, and usually, as you know, all of us human beings, when it comes to brands, we care about brands that we really show to others. And the car is the ultimate brand, because, you know, we drive it and we are unconsciously, unconsciously identifying with the car. So that wasn't that surprising. What was more surprising, as you have mentioned, was the maybe lack of care. Yeah, the care about work and care about the family. It's much more pronounced than care about self-image. Yeah? We have found that a huge segment of them, we call the, let's say, it's not the right label, but kind of the modest group, yeah, who are really consciously not showing off their wealth, but rather concentrate on putting the wealth to work in terms of their companies and the prosperity of their businesses.
Comparing Czech and Slovak multimillionaires, you also found out that the Slovak ones tend to like Mercedes-Benz much more. It's about 30% of them have Mercedes, whereas in the Czech Republic it's much more varied. What do you think that is?
The question actually was, so what brand of car is a symbol of success for you? Yeah, that wasn't whether they like it or drive it. We thought about this question. We thought that over time, perhaps Mercedes as a symbol of wealth kind of tends to move from the western parts of Europe to towards the eastern part, because it's such a flashy, unequivocal symbol of success. Yeah, whereas in, let's say, towards the west, it gets more fragmented into the brands that the Czech millionaires, for instance, mentioned. But also, we learned from our Slovak colleagues that there is a really successful and well-known Mercedes dealership in Slovakia that might have clearly influenced the results.
Are they politically involved at all? I suppose that in their own interest, it would be to vote and to support right-wing governments with low taxes. But you also found out that about double than the regular Czechs are pro-European and pro-European Union, which is kind of a difficult situation here for the right-wing voter. What do you know about their political inclinations, perhaps?
Yeah, the study didn't, you know, focus on politics, but as you mentioned, it implies a certain inclination. What it implies, for instance, the question on EU to us, is that they are more knowledgeable when it comes to politics and more practical. You know, they almost see the EU as, we believe, inevitable instrument of, you know, of the future. And I think that was also important. I already mentioned that one of the key questions for us was concerning the problems in today's society, where they really focus on the lack of leadership, lack of infrastructure in the state, much more than the general population, which again, you know, we can interpret as maybe an inclination towards the right center or right of the politics. But I think politics is less of a issue here, much more, it's almost a managerial view, management view of things, of the state and as a company almost.
Well, one concern of the study was corruption, which was labeled by these people as one of the top issues that Czech society is dealing with. Yet, as Hospodářské noviny highlighted, other studies show that, for instance, 25% of managers of big firms are ready to bribe to get public deals, public contracts. What does the study say about the moral values of these people, if we can generalize?
Again, it's very hard to say from a study like this. I have already mentioned that their eyes are more open towards the future. They are looking at the horizon. It's clearly showed with the comparison. We had asked the same question to general population. And as I said, general population, understandably, more concerned about day to day, whereas they have more kind of open eyes to the future. And I think, you probably noticed in the study we asked about charity and non-profit organizations. They are very much, absolute majority of them are concerned about non-profit, and they are donating periodically to non-profit organizations. The specific question on corruption, it is where they did not differ so much from general population. It seems like a big concern for all involved. I think we are here dealing with a specific group of people whose businesses are successful because of the hard work and because of the success inherent in the business rather than anything else. That's why, you know, the corruption, which actually is a big hindrance when it comes to doing business, is a big issue for them. And the other studies that you have mentioned, yes, you know, we all know it's a widespread problem, but the biggest, I think, again, from other studies, the source of the problem is with the state infrastructure, not so much with the, you know, not so much with the business owners.
And finally, Mr. Cyr, is it easy to approach these people? Are they willing to talk and to share their opinions and their, perhaps, you know, personal data?
I don't think it's easy, and I don't think it's because they are trying to make themselves better than you know, other people. But I think their experience is that they have to be careful about protecting their privacy. That's why, you know, one of the interesting findings that made the headline was, you know, that they are much less than general population on Facebook. You know, they have much lesser need to share their personas. Yeah, so they are not easy to approach. I think one has to win their trust, and that was very important in this study, because we approached them through their partners, either in the bank or in the connected companies, and after they realize maybe the usefulness of the study, even in the demotization of this group of people, they are quite willing to share the their details about their business and private lives with us.